You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Welcome back to another Purple Project Podcast Postcast Edition here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yours truly, Eddie Greer, the third host of this Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Getting right on into it, Postcast crossover. I'm recording this on Labor Day on September 4th. 2023. Hope everyone is enjoying their day off from work. I'm just fresh off of Leewood Run, folks, and more on that in the next episode of this podcast. Well, actually, the next episode of this podcast, because tonight, me and Alex will get together and record another reaction, react more to the season opening win for K-State football against SEMO last Saturday night. Meanwhile, K-State on both fronts, with between volleyball and women's soccer, get swept by Nebraska yesterday. There, as okay, we're gonna go ahead and play some highlights here a little bit. Let me see if I can get this stop. Okay, there we go. All right, so we're gonna start with volleyball. Obviously, Nebraska volleyball, we know they're good, and they're coming off a big time being in the news, which was a big deal. For them, obviously, because, again, I mentioned this several episodes ago in this podcast, that Nebraska volleyball, they played their volleyball inside the big stadium on the gridiron there in Nebraska. So that was big news there. Meanwhile, K-State had some chances in this match, but particularly in set one there, falling and getting swept by the Cornhuskers, 25-21, 25-15, and 25-19 there as well. K-State drops their first loss of the year. Meanwhile, of course, fourth-ranked Nebraska, oh, by the way, extend the winning streak to 5 over K-State there. And this as well, Jason Mansfield there in his statement after the game, quote, "I think we have high expectations and so disappointed, but the crowd was amazing again, so I love that. I think you want to play the best team, so to figure out where you're at, I think Nebraska is a really good team, and I think they're going to continue to get better throughout the season. So that's obviously our goal as well. We're going to learn a lot from this match, but I thought we made a lot of really good plays that I haven't seen us make in matches, so I thought that was really cool. They brought that out of us, which was cool." So that was Jason Mansfield there. Interesting from him as well, but good at the same time as well, because, look, every team's going to get better as the season gets going, in particularly there as well. But, yeah, K-State, unfortunately, had to lose their first game at home in front of a raucous Morgan Family Arena yesterday afternoon there as well. So very unfortunate on that. But you knew Jason Mansfield, you knew what you're against. There, you're going to get to one of the more premier volleyball. Even he knows that, right? He's coming from a couple of successful programs himself, right? So you knew what you're going up against, and you want to get better against those teams, right? I do have something from Mackenzie Morris here, and I'm gonna go ahead and actually I'm gonna quote her on what she's talked about the home crowd support there at Morgan Family Arena. Quote, "It's so amazing just to see all the support we're getting. And I think it's huge for our team and just the program in general. I didn't feel a difference from playing in a ranked opponent. Just super exciting for us." End quote there. And Aaliyah Carter, obviously, both these young ladies, seniors, both Mackenzie Morris and Aaliyah Carter, getting ready for the Big 12. Quote, "I feel like it's one of those things where you're going to have to learn before conference play, because when conference is here, it's a game every single day or every other day. So I think it was an eye-opener just to see what we need to work on and get ready," end quote there as well. The Wildcats were held to a season low. Woo! 0.56% hitting percentage. 31 kills in this game, 25 errors, 108 attacks there. The Huskers, whew, a whopping 277, 42 kills, 14 errors, and a 101 attacks there. Speaking of Carter, leading the way there, 9 kills, 6 digs, 2 blocks. Gregorowski in there once again had 7 kills there. Clinton and Boulding had five. Sydney Boulding there as well. I got to get the first name on Clinton there as well. So apologize for me there for doing that. So Nebraska now has won five straight matches against K-State in straight sets there. K-State's 3-1 in three set matches there as well. But next up for K-State women's volleyball, they're going to Nashville to take on University of Tennessee Martin, who is 2-4 in Lipscomb, 1-4 in the Lippy Invitational. That is by the end of this week there as well. So I know it's college volleyball, but looking at those records right there, you think, especially way that Jason Mansfield's team has played on the road in that first little tournament in Oregon, should be able to take care of business up there. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm saying that now. Could come back to bite me later on. But, you know, this team has a head on their shoulders right now. That's good for this team. This is the Purple Project Podcast Postcast Crossover Nebraska Edition. Eddie Greer for this podcast. Now shifting to the night game, which was K-State women's soccer there, as they hosted on Sunday night, and K-State got blanked by Nebraska 4-0 in this game. Now, K-State, I believe now, has not scored a goal since that win there a couple of weeks ago. So K-State has dropped the last two, and you throw in a tie in there as well. K-State has not scored a goal in what, some five halves or something like that. Ooh, we're getting in that up. Eddie, don't do it. Don't do it. We're getting to that point again. Now we might have to talk about this offense again. I don't know. But so Nebraska, both teams lead there undefeated, I believe. Yep, that's correct. Nebraska, both women's volleyball and soccer lead Manhattan undefeated on in the scoring for Nebraska in soccer came in the 15th minute. There, Eleanor Dale put one in the net there to get the scoring started for Nebraska there. And later on, Dale put down a second goal in the 29th minute from there, and it just snowballed from there as well. K-State, oh gosh, we don't want to go over this abuser family part record here, but I got to do it. 19-34-6, 1-1-1 here in 2023 to this point. Look at the Big Ten. Cats, no wins so far against Big Ten opponents. 0-5, adding two ties with that. As well, and that tie also includes Northwestern there in the first couple games of the season there as well here. Let's see here. Murphy Sheaf, right? Set a record there in the frame there. She goes, well, actually now she in a collegiate career. Let me go back. Sorry, real quick. All right, okay. So she has seven saves of the night, which was a season career high for Sheaf there. Maddie Welch continues to add to the stat sheet, but we need her to put something down in the other sheet there. But 57th career match for Maddie there as well. Maddie and Gillespie are tied eighth in school history for career starts now with 43. We got to hear from Mike DeBeanie afterwards on the adjustments after a dismal first half. Quote, to be fair, that's a really good team. And to be fair to us, they deflated us in the first half. Yeah, you cannot. I'll start on that in a second. Because we didn't compete with them. I don't think it had anything to do with X's and O's. It had everything to do with getting out there and battling, competing. We looked like we were a little nervous and hesitant. And we were on our back foot in the first half. We were focused on our mindset going into the second half. And we played much better. But we learned from this, and we will move forward. I mean, we just got to come out on our front foot, and from the beginning against a really good team, and starting on a back foot was not a good idea. You think that it is? Next up for K-State, they'll continue their four home game match stand there. It'll continue. It doesn't get any easier. My goodness, it does not get any easier. We went over the schedule. Me and Alex, my co-host for this podcast, we went over the schedule a while back. If you missed out on any content from us, I know we're kind of shrieking to 30 minutes right now, but we're still doing our best to put out this content. Definitely go back and check out our Pro Project podcast feed wherever you listen to podcasts. That would be great. And make sure you tell a friend about this podcast. But yeah, you just can't do that. It doesn't get any easier. 16th Memphis comes to Manhattan on Thursday, 7 o'clock there. First kick out at Buser Family Park right here in Manhattan, Kansas there as well. So a lot of work to do there as well. And I believe, yeah, I got to check out this because this, we're going back to the sore subject of the offense. Not getting and starting on the wrong foot definitely does not help. You know, Kelly K-State at all. And the focal point is offense, right? I mean, we are all sitting high and mighty. Kuhn, yours truly. Alex was stunned and everything else like that. Let me see if I can get this schedule real quick here. Had it up for a second. Let me get it up to my screen while it's too slow. All right, let's see. Yeah, it's been three matches now. Wait a second. Yeah, three matches. You got to go back to August 24th when they scored, when they won their match against Texas San Antonio. Three matches. So you're talking about six straight K-State offense. Six straight halves. They have not put a ball in the net. That has got to change. You want to win games. And I can't believe, because I sat here on this podcast last year around this time actually saying this team needs to start putting the ball in the net. And that'll be for starters. And this defense just backbroke in the first half. You cannot start off on the wrong foot against these type of teams like the Nebraska, something like that. But yeah, here we go again, Eddie. Here we go. We're back at this point again with this soccer team, out of this offense. Three consecutive games now, they have not scored a goal. They got to help out the defense. If you can't do that, it's going to continue to go in the wrong direction for the women's team. So here we are again, K-State Nation. I apologize for the rant there to close out this crossover edition. But here we are again talking about the lack of productivity from this K-State women's soccer team. It's baffling, to be quite honest with you. They were at this point again this season. I was sitting here last year. I think it was after after the Yale upset win. So it was actually probably the game, the postcast before that game, that I was saying, you know, this team needs to put the ball in the net. And here we are again a year later on the Pro Project podcast, all things K-State, saying the same damn thing. So things got to change in the offense. Something's got to give there. Change up the lineup. Do something to get this thing moving. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens, man. But definitely frustrating. Was really a big day for K-State Athletics yesterday, bringing on a high-powered Big Ten team like in Nebraska, and nothing comes up of it there. You don't win a set in volleyball, and you don't win a hat. You don't score in a half if you're soccer. So something, adjustments, or something's got to give here here moving forward, because this trend continues. It's going to get ugly pretty fast here. They have to find offense somewhere. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this Nebraska crossover edition for this postcast. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You could probably tell I'm lit up, fired up. It's probably come off of, well, again, that's going to be a separate episode. I want to save it. So definitely pretty fired about this. We'll see what happens with women's soccer here on Thursday night, and we'll see what happens with women's volleyball going on the road to Nashville as they look to bounce back from getting taken down in straight sets over a top five ranked opponent in the Nebraska Cornhuskers. But that's going to do it for right now on the Pro Project Podcast. Again, if you're your first time listening, appreciate you for listening to the podcast. I'll be back on here with Alex to dive a little deeper with the CMO game here. I know we're down to 30 minutes right now, but I'll get his take, and it'll be up late tonight as well. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We'll talk to you on the next episode. Go Cats.